Mind the gap. Three words which you might hear for your protection when alighting from a train. But what do they have to do with the laying on or off of hands?
GAP is an acronym. The letters G, A, P represent the three most basic requirements in an act of spiritual healing: grounding, attunement, and protection.
Mind the gap. Ground, attune, and protect.
Grounding is important because, as human beings, we must be effective in the physical world. Spiritual ideals must eventually be translated into physical action. Spiritual healers must have their feet on the ground.
Attunement is essential because the nature of the attunement governs the nature of the healing. If you are not making a spiritual attunement, you are not conducting spiritual healing.
Protection is common sense. We are working with energies which are beyond our limited understanding. We need to define a safe space within which we work and within which we can detach ourselves from the client at the end of the session.
There are many ways of doing these things. We are going to share a few simple ways with you. They are not the only ways. They may not even be the best ways, but they are easy to learn, simple to do, and they work.
Visualization is a simple way to use the power of the imagination to express our intention. Energy follows thought. In the following exercise, we take the image of a tree to represent ourselves, grounded into the earth and reaching up to the spiritual sun, drawing support and sustenance from the earth to reach towards the light, which is the true sustenance of all life on earth.
Grounding. Feel your feet heavy upon the ground. Feel the soles of the feet flattening onto the earth. Feel the support of the earth as it supports you, taking your weight. Imagine that there are roots growing down from your feet into the earth, like the roots of a tree. Feel them pushing effortlessly into the earth. Feel those roots reaching down from both feet, and feel yourself now connected to the planet on which you live.
Attunement. Imagine that you are a seed within the earth. Feel the energy of the earth around you and sense the energy of the life force within. Feel yourself growing, pushing through the surface of the earth and stretching up to the light. Be aware of your roots spreading through the earth as you grow up from it, tall and strong, spreading your branches over the earth and across the heavens. Become aware now of the warmth of the sun's rays falling upon you, and draw that energy in through your leaves and branches. As you do so, become aware of a finer vibration raising your consciousness. Now reach to the spiritual sun above, drawing the highest vibration, the finest healing light, down through your being and through your roots into the earth.
Protection. Feel yourself poised between the heavens and the earth, and connected to both, drawing physical support from the earth and conducting the spiritual sustenance into the earth. Sense that spiritual source flowing through you in whatever way you choose, as a warmth, as a vibration, as a tingling. But be aware of the purity of the white light flowing through you, cleansing and purifying. Feel the transformation within you as your vibration is heightened, as you feel yourself lightening, brightening, becoming a being of light. Observe any areas of darkness or dullness within you, and let them lighten and brighten until you become a radiant being of pure light. And as the energy continues to flow from the source, let that light radiate around you, creating a light, protected space in which you will work. Light, because you have connected to the source. Protected, because where there is light, there can be no darkness.
Begin to become aware of the tree within the circle of light. Become aware of that tree as an aspect of your consciousness, and begin to become aware of your physical body once more. Become aware of yourself within the protective space you have created. Observe the breath in and out of the physical body. Take your consciousness into the feet upon the ground. Begin to draw the earth energy in through the roots. Feel it rising slowly through the body, reaching into every part, refreshing, re-energizing, revitalizing. Take as long as you need. Begin to wriggle the toes and fingers. Rub the hands gently together as if washing them, and then have a good stretch.
The ability to return the consciousness to the level of the physical world is as important as the ability to attune to the spiritual source, and we will show you another way at the end of the protective egg breath. But before we do that, let's check the basics of breathing. Please remember to breathe in and out through the nose, as this restricts the volume of air passing into the lungs and reduces the likelihood of lightheadedness amongst habitual shallow breathers.
Place your hand on your navel and breathe out. You may find this easier to do if you are lying down. As you are breathing out, the navel should move towards the spine, and as you breathe in, the navel should slowly rise as the abdomen expands. The lungs are pear-shaped, with the largest area at the bottom. So when you are breathing correctly, there is less movement in the upper chest than many people suppose. Keep one hand on the navel and place the other upon the centre of the chest at the level of the heart. You should find that the upper hand moves less than the lower hand as you breathe in and out. Allow yourself to fall into a relaxed pattern of deep breathing. If you breathe incorrectly, you are placing an unnecessary stress upon your system. Correct breathing enables you to relax and will actually give you more energy.
You can exist for weeks without food, days without water, but only minutes without air. The breath is the basic building block of life, the food of the soul. We breathe in, we take oxygen from the air, we use that oxygen as fuel and produce carbon dioxide in the process, which we breathe out along with the air we have not used. It is a four-part process which reflects our lives. And just like the four seasons, it is a cycle of birth, growth, harvest, and regeneration. The breath is a representation of the fundamental pattern of life, which we are constantly restating as we breathe. And as such, it is wise that we should link our instructive practices to the breath. A visualization taps the power of the imagination. Linking that visualization to the breath brings the exercise into the physical reality.
The control of the breath can be used to lead you into meditation. The simplest way to meditate is to slow the breath down. As you breathe in, count to five slowly. As you breathe out, make the same count of five. Breathe in to five and hold to five. Breathe out to five and hold to five. Continue for a few minutes. And then increase the count to six as you slow the breath down further. Continue to increase the count and slow the breath every few minutes until you transcend the breath and find yourself in a meditative state. Should you slip from that state, simply continue to count the breath.
The protective egg breath. Become aware of the feet on the ground. Just shift your weight from left to right. Feel yourself centering between the feet. And as you breathe in now, just draw the breath up the right-hand side, over the crown of your head, and breathe out down the left-hand side into the earth. And just observe how that feels. And now reverse that breath, breathing from the earth up the left-hand side, over the crown of the head, and down the right-hand side, into the earth. And just observe how that feels, and see which way feels most comfortable for you. And if you're not sure, then just try once more. For most people, most of the time, they will breathe up the right and down the left. But check, find out which works for you. And if you're not sure, then breathe up the right and down the left. In the second part of this exercise, we breathe up the back and down the front. And this is not open to change. We always breathe up the back and down the front. So become aware now of the feet on the earth and bring your consciousness into the earth, just a little way below the feet. And focus now on the color red. Perhaps imagine something red beneath your feet in the earth. And now as you breathe in, draw that color, that vibration, up the side of your body, just a little way away from the surface of the skin, breathing in up the side and over the crown of the head, breathing out, down the other side, and back into the earth. And draw the next breath from the same point, drawing that red vibration up the back, over the crown of the head, and down the front, a little way above the surface of the skin, and back into the earth, just a little way below the feet. And go a little deeper now, a little deeper into the earth, and focus there on the orange vibration. And breathing the same way as before, as you breathe in, draw an egg shape a little further now, away from the body as you breathe up the side, breathing in up the side and over the crown of the head, breathing out down the other side and back into the earth, breathing that orange vibration in up the back and over the crown, out down the front and into the earth. And taking the concentration a little deeper, now to the yellow vibration, a slightly larger egg, breathing up the side and over the crown, down to the other side and into the earth, breathing up the back and over the crown, down the front and into the earth. Coming a little deeper now to the green vibration. Sense that green color deeper in the earth and draw that vibration as a larger egg shape, breathing up the side and over the crown, down the other side and into the earth. From the same point, breathing up the back and over the crown, down the front and into the earth, and moving a little deeper to the light blue, drawing that vibration further away now, a larger egg shape, breathing up the side and over the crown, down the other side and into the earth. Breathing up the back and over the crown, down the front and into the earth. Moving a little deeper, the dark blue indigo, drawing the breath in a larger egg shape up the side, over the crown, down the other side, and into the earth, up the back, over the crown, down the front, and into the earth. A little deep as you dare, drawing the breath from the violet light, as far from you as you will, up the side, over the head, tracing the largest egg, down the other side, deep into the earth, breathing up the back, far above the crown, down the front, and deep into the earth. And become aware now of your consciousness within the center of these colors. And as you follow a relaxed, deep pattern of breathing, let the colors merge into one and feel yourself centered within a protective egg of white light, defining the pure protected space in which you work, in which you now are. And as we return from this space, bring the consciousness back by lowering the vibration, color by color, aware first of the violet ray passing down from the crown through the body, down through the feet into the earth. Experience the violet ray, that fine vibration passing down through you. And feeling then the indigo, a slightly heavier vibration passing down through the crown, passing through the head, through the body, down through the feet into the earth. And then the light blue, sky blue, slightly heavier, still very fine vibration passing down through your being into the earth, and then the green vibration passing down through you into the earth. As you begin to become aware of the physical body and the yellow vibration, slightly heavier, passing down from crown to feet and into the earth. And then the orange, aware of the breath now, as the orange ray, a heavier energizing vibration, passes down into the earth. And then the red, the heaviest vibration, passing down from the crown, through the body, into the earth, as you become aware of the pulse of life, the beat of the heart, the pumping of the blood around the veins, aware of the breath in and out of the physical body, aware again of your consciousness in your physical body.
Retaining that awareness of the physical body, let us now experience the subtle energies. You are within a protected space, a place of attunement, a place of light. Become aware of your heart center and feel that expanding, growing, and filling you with the vibration of love. And as that vibration rises up from the heart center and down the arms, become conscious of your hands. Have them palms up on your lap and sense what is happening there. Notice the palms of the hands. Be aware of the fingertips. You may be feeling tingling there, or warmth. You may be feeling very little. But continue to keep the awareness there and sense what is happening. Very gently raise the hands from the lap and bring them closer to each other, palm to palm, very slowly, until you find a point of resistance or a point of reaction. You may feel as if you're holding a bouncy cushion between your hands. You may feel a tingling, rather like pins and needles, or you may sense a form of electricity. Just gently change the position of the hands, closer in if you can't feel anything, or further apart if you feel the energy pushing the hands. Move them around as if you're playing with a beach ball in your hands, or a balloon. Sense over the back of the hand, over the fingertips. You are in your own space. You are feeling another aspect of your own energy. And now, move the hands back down onto your lap, face down, and take the consciousness gradually from the hands, down into the legs, down into the feet. Rub your hands gently on your legs, and then rub the hands together again as if washing them, as you did before. And as you do this, you become more conscious of the physical and back into a different state of reality. And so you ground yourself and you are back ready to lead your everyday life.